What up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's the great Pizzo Bambino in it, big, you feel me?
94.9 City Boys, yes, unfiltered voice for the youth of Fort Myers. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Stop playing.
Pizzo, what's up, man? What's going on?
Man, I'm living life. I was tired, but I had to shake the bug, you feel me? Now I'm lit, you feel me?
We just got off a great episode, a fun episode.
The funnest we ever had. Funnest is a real word, right? Funnest.
Funnest.
The funnest we ever had. Now. You know, now we back to the work. We was just playing with the strippers. Now we getting it in.
Something I realized, man, is strippers got feelings and dreams too. You know what I'm saying? We need to be more cognizant of how we throw these ones. You know what I'm saying? I seen Blueface hit a stripper in the head with a rack.
Nah, he slapped a bit with a rack.
Yeah, you ain't see that?
Nah, I ain't see that.
Check. It's just kind of funny, man. Yeah, it's just kind of funny. But what's on the docket? What's on the docket today, bro? What's up, man?
Today, what you want to start with? You want to start out with your boy?
Let's talk about something that's been going on in the city for the past week or so, man. I feel like this is important, man.
Okay.
You know, Curate is a platform in Fort Myers.
Shout out Curate.
And they had a knockoff Alano challenge. What they did was, like, they had like an artist his name's Alano Adon.
Okay.
They had him do like a freestyle, like a 21 Savage beat. And
was it hard?
Yeah, his shit was hard. They pretty much said he had the best verse, and they challenged every other rapper to lay down a freestyle verse on their Instagram to try to knock him off.
Damn.
And the challenge was cool, but what I feel happened from that, man, is like it was like a domino effect, yo. I seen like literally like 30, 40 rappers just start freestyling. Just, I don't know. It was a beautiful thing to see, man. Like,
yeah.
The artistic community in Southwest Florida just came together just for like a friendly competition. You know what I'm saying?
Can I keep it real with you, Buzz?
Yeah, go ahead.
I tried to ignore this bitch. Like, it was in my timeline. I see the first person I seen posted was Curate, right?
Right, right.
So I'm like, boom, it's another rapper making the challenge, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right, right.
Then I get on Instagram an hour later, then boom, I see a rapper responding. I'm like, I don't care still.
Yeah.
I get on again, it's another rapper responding. I'm like, all right, let me look into this. What y'all got going on?
Yeah, I feel like that shit was dope, man. I kinda low key wish a little bit more artists would have participated.
Me too, bro. And that's the thing though. I wish I didn't ignore it at first. I wish I would have actually paid attention from the beginning to see who was actually spitting. Because what really messed me up was when Busy Crook had responded, like, I didn't even think he was gonna get on that bit.
Yeah,
so when I heard his voice, I was like, dang, I wish we had some more like rappers from the street.
You know what's crazy about that, bro? I was like this close to like hitting up Frank, like DMing Frank, like, yo, jump on this, bro. Like, this is big. Just hop on it real quick.
Lee County.
I was about to, but then I was like, I don't know. I should have, though.
If he would have did that, that would have been great for the culture.
I should have hit him, man. I'm mad about that. But now this, I feel like this was important, man, because, one, I feel like it was good for Curate because Curate was kind of quiet, right? Like, it was kind of quiet the past few months.
That's right.
So this was, like, a way for them to get, like, all of the artists' eyes on them, mm-hmm. which was a smart move.
It was smart for the boy Alano, too.
It was smart for Alano because, low-key, Alano's name was kind of dead out here, man.
I didn't know who he was.
Exactly. Nobody was really checking for him. And I feel like this definitely was a nice little marketing scheme to bring attention to what he got going on. And he dropped a video like following the mm-hmm. challenge.
And he actually snapped. Like, I hate when people put out challenges and they be booted. Like,
yeah. Now he can rap.
He impressed me.
There was a few like, I'm trying to be more nice, so I'm not gonna say what I, you know, it's a
we
few
ain't
drop ones,
no name, but they was
ass. A few ones that there was kind of like weird. Like, there was a guy, he said, I quote his line. Was like, his line said, I probably got my baby mama, but I ignore her and I ignore the child since she called the cops and got me locked up. He said something like that. And dead I commented, beast, I was like, dog, like,
why you promote TMI, your dad?
Yeah, too much information, TMI, bro. Like, you know, and he I don't know, he tried to send me like his explanation, but I was like, dog.
Nah,
like,
F your explanation. You're
I don't really
beat.
Care.
You're dead beat. So who was the rapper you would have liked to hear on that challenge besides like Franklin?
I wanted to hear Roger on that shit.
Oh, that would have been different for Roger.
That would have been different.
Actually, would have been cool.
Yeah.
You know who I would have wanted to hear, bro?
Who?
I would have wanted to hear AG Lottie.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, I'm surprised he ain't jump on it.
I'm saying. That's why I wish it would have reached like more of the inner Fort Myers. Or at least they kept it. I wish they would have kept it going longer. Like, but
nah,
I wish
I
a lot of people.
It was long enough.
How long was it going?
A few few days, I think. I don't know.
A few days long enough?
Like you said, bro, that shit was everywhere, bro. I was tired of seeing that shit, and I was interested. Yeah,
but if we had better verses to hear, you'd be like, okay, yo, like Iceberg with the real spill challenge.
Right.
They had better verses, and they brought out, like, people. If we would have been able to bring out, like, the big dogs from Fort Myers to participate and, like, really take out the boy Alano, like, that would have been hard, and it would have been even bigger.
That shit was
not discrediting the moment, because it was a big moment. I like how everybody came along and they did their thing.
That kind of brings me to, like, another topic. I feel like, you know, it's important for, like, platforms and artists to unite for certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, utilize each other.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Like, I feel like a lot of artists nowadays don't really know, like, what to do or where to go with their music. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like... Yeah.
And it's really like that, because what I see every day is just post a link, then boom, I'm posting a bunch of memes.
But they got to create moments.
Yeah, create the moment. Like, really build up whatever song you're trying to promote. It's bigger than just posting your link. If you can link with a Curate or a Buzz to the Vote or
a Pizzo.
If you can link with a Curate or a Buzz, and you can, like, link with no boys and just really make some big habit, it can boost your views, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it can boost your platform.
And everybody wins, bro.
Everybody wins.
And I kind of, that's crazy. That's another thing that it brought me to is, like, it started making me think of, like, all the platforms out here. Like, what are the platforms, right?
Mm.
And some of the previous platforms that I remember is, like, Underviews. I think they stopped doing stuff. They was, like, based out of Naples.
Yeah, they've been quiet for, like, a month. But they were doing their thing,
Street Money TV.
Street Money TV.
They've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, they just hopped back out. Like, I think they're, like, on a revamp type of thing.
Okay.
Like, they hopped back out, and they on the Instagram. They're doing the promotions, like, the right way.
Remember they had, like, a crazy
Yo Baby they was going crazy the with the videos. Yeah, they had everybody video a lot. But now
they did, like, a lot of shit with G1, too. I remember that back in the day.
You on point. You from 4 miles or something, boy? You might be from 4 miles, boy. See, I see you. Okay.
Hey, man. I've been there for
Street
a while.
Street Money TV. Who else?
GCL, Gulf Coast Leisure.
Oh, yeah. They do that.
Poetry shit.
How often do they do that poetry?
Every month.
Every month?
But, like,
low-key. Is it once a month?
Yeah, once a month.
Okay.
But low-key, like, a lot of rappers go there and, like, you know, get off their shit. Because really nowhere else to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one called, I think it's called On the Platform, something like that, the OTP.
Oh, that's brand new.
Brand new.
I know, I think I went to school with the girl. I ain't gonna say her name because I might mess it up. But I think I went to school and that's dope what you're doing. So
they doing their thing with that too, man. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I know back in the day it was like the open mic I was asking about earlier.
Yeah, Crystal. I really don't know what's going on with it as of 2019, but I know from 2016 on down to 2018. I feel like the open mic night was the reason a lot of Fort Myers artists got some spotlight on them.
Yeah.
Like, every time they do the open mic night, boom, somebody gonna have a video of their performance, they gonna have some pictures, they gonna have a whole recap, everything. They do it every month, and I feel like that consistency, it was good for them, and it was good for the community, because they had something to look forward to. They had a music, like, it'd be a lot of rappers that go to open mic night, and they don't even have a music video.
Yeah.
They don't even have pictures.
Right.
They don't even know what they look like performing.
Right.
So for them to go to the open mic night and they get all that type of visual content, you know what I'm saying?
It's like a good stepping stone.
Yeah. It's like, that's your starting place in a way. And it was a starting place for, like, a lot of rappers like in there. Right.
Yeah, now. I feel like there should be, like, a few more platforms coming out, man. I feel like, you know, artists can't do it alone.
What would they be on? Like, all right, say we get new platforms. Would they still be on... Like, what would be their purpose? Because we got Curate, you.
Everybody got their own purpose. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I feel like this city's growing so fast,
bro. So, like, the more the better?
Yeah, of course, bro. The more the better. Like, I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of a little competition, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Like,
I wish it wouldn't look that it's like competition, though. I wish it was like, instead of that, like, the more we like, what if, like, the big dogs just link up and, like, I don't know, put together an event type of thing?
I'm down.
I feel
I'm
like that would be hard. If you,
if
y'all big dogs want to link up with the city boys, you know what I'm saying? Put something together for the city, let me know, man. I feel like that would be hard for real.
Yeah, I'm down, man. Anybody just hit me up. And as long as, like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It all comes together the right way. I'm good with it. You know,
yeah, sure.
I ain't tripping.
That would be hard.
Shit, we got something for Pizzo's playlist.
Oh,
speaking of,
we finna big hit the Pizzo. Oh. Big Bambino in there, big. You feel me? Young Bam Wham. Nah, let me tone it down. But this week's Pizzo's playlist, man. I've been searching. I've been digging. I've been going through the crates, and I'm keeping it with my city. You know what I'm saying? My city been snapping lately. I'm gonna start it off with A.G. Brizzle and his song Change.
Okay.
That song is hard. He talks about like basically coming up.
That's a new song.
New song. Debuted on 94.9
okay,
the city.
Okay.
Only radio station to play that song first. You understand me? 94.9 the city. Get it right. Stop playing. But yeah, that's one of the hardest songs I think coming out of Fort Myers to date. I wonder if it's on Apple Music just yet because we the ones who debuted it. So keep in touch with A.G. Brizzle and you'll find out where you can find that song.
For sure, for sure.
Another song, and this one is kind of like a year old, but I'm just not getting onto this dude.
If it's still fire, still fire.
It's still fire. If I'm just not getting put onto you, everything you that I'm listening to now is new to me. You feel me? So I'm gonna go to West Orlando with Tony Boy. He got this song called Jit Story. And man, when I seen that video and I listened to the song, like first I listened to the song first, then I seen it together, and I was like, wow, this man is a storyteller, like a thought dot Slick Rick, if you want to put it up. That man could tell the story, man. If y'all, I don't really want to tell y'all what Jit Story is about, because if I do, it'll be like telling the whole song. But Tony Boy, Jit Story, one of the hardest songs I heard in a while. Great ass song. And I'm gonna take it to the youngins for my last one, because I know I be trying to keep up, but I really listen to Florida, and I'm going to my young boys. We got Left Corner Johnny and we got Jason Tanner. Left Corner Johnny, he from it used to be a group in Fort Myers called Bravo Gang. Mm-hmm. They were like a bunch of kids, but okay. Now they got their own thing. It's called Left Corner 33K, something like that. I could be wrong, mm-hmm. but they mess with each other. And it's this guy and a guy named Jason Tanner. He from Orlando, mm-hmm. and they got one of the hardest songs that I heard for somebody like not an adult, you understand? Mm-hmm. And it's called Look Both Ways, and they talk about the street life. And for them to be so young, you would think like, what these kids know about what they're talking about. Yeah. But nah, they was really accurate in what they were talking about, and you can feel like every word they were saying. So I really salute them boys. So for Pizzo's playlist, the three songs we got, it's Left Corner Johnny and Jason Tanner, Look Both Ways. We got Tony Boy Jit Story, and we got A.G. Brizzle, That Change. And that's Pizzo's playlist. Tune in next week for some more Five Florida hits, you feel me?
For wham. Sure, for sure. Talking about playlist, man. You know, it was like the 10-year anniversary release of a classic. Some may say it's a classic.
What's that classic? What is it?
So Far Gone.
So
Drake.
Far Gone.
Yeah, it dropped. It dropped like a week ago.
Damn, 10 years. I'm a date once. I had to be like 12 when that bit dropped, right?
Where were you when his album dropped?
I know exactly what I was doing because my dog, the one who put me on Drake, and I'll never forget this moment. We getting off the bus stop, right? Every time I get off the bus, I go cooler with my dog, Swish, and we go get on the computer, YouTube, young nigga shit. So this time, I'm doing my homework. We're in the living room. Bro put on the song Brand New by Drake. And that bit go like, if anything gonna do it, brand new, brand new. And I'm like, bro, you don't turn that mess off. You ain't your feelings or something. Like, we 12. What you know about that, man? Yeah. Stop playing. And he was like, bro, this man Drake snapping, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to get on Drake. And I'm like, bump Drake. He in his feelings.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I wasn't a fan of So Far Gone When It Dropped. I'm still low-key, like, not the biggest fan of the project.
But you know what songs that made me a fan? That, what it was? Best I Ever Had, bitch. When he put out that video, all them titties bouncing around in that video. You can't tell me.
Nah. I mean, he had some bangers on there.
That song Successful.
Yeah.
I just want to be. Who don't want to be successful?
He had Uptown with Bun B and Wayne.
Oh, that was hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit was
hard. I was thinking about Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Cause
that too.
When Pandora came on, that was like one of the first songs that came on. Like, this bit hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm still not. That's still not my favorite.
Would you listen
project.
To it again today?
I didn't.
You
when
didn't?
It dropped, I didn't really care.
You don't even care about the 10-year anniversary.
I was cool with it being 10 years. Like, that was like an accomplishment.
It was like
for him.
Salute.
Yeah, it was like salute. All right, let's keep it moving. Like, I wasn't really. He sold like 50K first week, which is, I mean.
It's still people that don't even know about this album. Yeah. They're like, they thinking this bitch just came out today.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get that bitch a re-listen because when I first listened to it, I was like, this bitch ass. But aside from the songs that I like,
I'm going to listen to it again.
Why not? I feel like we go into ourselves and City Boy, go listen to the old Drake for the 10-year anniversary.
This brings me to my next point, though, right?
What's
up? Drake is really like an anomaly. He's like a one, like, I don't think we'll ever see anybody like Drake ever again, because like he was popping. He wasn't really popping, but he was doing all right for Degrassi. Yeah. And then he made the transition to be a rapper. You know how many celebrities try to make the transition to be a rapper and fail? Like,
A lot. But you know how many people made it?
From none.
None.
That's what I'm saying. But Drake. I remember when I first found out Drake was rapping, I knew him from Degrassi. That's why I didn't want to pay attention. I'm like, man, you just another celebrity trying
just
to rap.
Just a wheelchair guy. Just rapping.
And like, you know, we could just run down the list, bro. It's like Kobe trying to rap.
Kobe trying to rap.
Shit was garbage.
You know who I thought was the shit when they was rapping?
Who?
Corey in the house. Kyle Massey. Kyle Massey had a theme song. We about to shake it up and bake it. Put it on the reel. Raise it. Right. Hey, man, snap.
You on your own with that one. I'm on my own with trash. That.
Hey, if y'all, I think Corey in the house used to snap. I think Eddie from That's So Raven used to snap.
Orlando Brown.
Eddie had a song. It was a Raven episode. Eddie had a song. He was bouncing the ball, talking about making the hoops, and that man snapped. If you with me, you with me. If you don't feel me, tell me on land.
He ended up on heroin, so we see where that got him. Shaq.
What?
Nah, at first he was a drug. You know, he was.
I mean, don't talk about the transition. Whatever.
That mean obviously shit ain't go well. That's what I was gonna like. Obviously his career ain't take off as a rapper. That's why he had to do other shit.
All right.
Shaq was fire though.
Shaq had
I think that was like a little bit before your time, because I was young when Shaq came out.
I remember a few Shaq songs.
He had
Damn, I
Can't Stop the Rain with DJ K. That's like an old record.
It's one I'm thinking about. It was super smooth. He had a female on that.
Yeah, that's it. That's Can't Stop
the
Rain.
That's the one?
That's the one.
Oh, but then, yeah.
Shaq did all right, man. Mm-hmm. But, so this brings me to, like, another topic, right? Like, this whole 10-year anniversary, it kind of takes me back to, like, what other projects should have a 10-year anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, one of my main projects that I feel like should have a 10-year anniversary, I don't even remember when this got released. Let me try to look it up real quick.
Who?
Is Plies Truth Hurts mixtapes with DJ Screen.
Oh.
Remember that mixtape?
Damn. I thought you were going to say Real Testament or
something. Nah, I'm talking about the mix, the real Plies before
I'm
you grew up, bro.
Adult boy.
Got him hating. Damn. 36 ounces.
Yeah.
Choppers like my brother.
Choppers like my brother.
Dog.
If you ain't told Choppers like your brother, what you doing,
Miss
dog?
Pretty Pussy. Dog. Damn. That should need to have a 10. Yo, that should need to have a 10.
Is Buzzy from Fort Myers, man? They just took me back, dog.
Bruh, I remember listening to this shit, bro. This is what I was listening to. Let me find out when that shit came out, bro. Right. That shit, dog. Choppers Like My Brother was amazing, bro. That's when Wayne was on fire.
Yeah, that's when him and Baby was doing the whole Cash Money and shit.
Dog. I feel like not enough people know about that mixtape, bro.
Nah, that's like a gem coming out. That was the peak of Plies when he was coming out.
Shit came out in 2007.
We
missed the 10-year anniversary.
Damn. But when did the Real Testament come out?
I don't know.
Cause I felt like that was around that. I might be getting my years mixed up.
Nah, Plies, the Real Testament dropped like
Plies would be a great
2011. Damn near.
You know who?
Oh nah, it dropped 2007.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that was around the same time though.
Yeah.
It was like that whole transition to main screen.
What about Plies? Bottom to the Top.
I DJ don't even drama. Know about Bottom to the
you
Top.
You never heard that the DJ Drama mixtape?
Put me on point, Buzzy.
Bruh, he had a. I just want the paper with Biggie on the hook.
I just want. He had
Duck Down with Trick Daddy.
Niggas better duck. That's who I kind of want to take your anniversary part two. From.
Bro, Take Off Part 2.
How you know these names, though?
What you mean, how I know these names?
How you know these names? Like, the for real. You just like, damn.
I did my research, bro. Nah, but I remember listening to these, though.
You got me thinking, you thinking.
I remember being at Riverdale listening to Bottom to the Top, bro. Being in Riverdale like 2008, 2009. Listen to this shit, bro.
I was still on Stella Street, man.
Bomb Money.
What's going on,
bro? This is like, yo. If Plies was smart, look, I know he watching this because we on fire right now.
You feel me?
Listen, bro. Bottom to the top, you need to get with who you need, whoever you need to get to.
Yeah.
Clear these samples.
Mm-hmm.
You need to re-release these as a double disc. Bottom to the top and True Hurts. And you need to put it out, bro, for the people. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a nice flip, bro. I think people are really still interested in this stuff. Dog, Miss Pretty Pussy. Girls could still use that shit to this date, bro. Take Off Part 2, bro. I remember when Steve Woods did a freestyle to that. Remember that
Steve
shit?
Woods did a...
You hear that?
Don't make me go look that
bro, video. I swear to God.
Bro, I would hit on Woods.
He snapped, bro. He snapped. It ain't plastic, but he snapped, though.
When this bitch L Woods, I'm on your trail.
Nah, for real. Hey, Woods, if you watch this, bro, post your Take Off freestyle. Yeah, put it in my Facebook. Comments. Post it. Post the link. Show people what's up for educational purposes. Another mixtape that I feel should have a 10-year anniversary, bro, is we just had his man on the show. Franklin, I'm all in. I feel like that mixtape, bro, like the shit he was talking about on that mixtape is still relevant to this day. And I feel like a lot of game that he dropped on that project, a lot of people can still soak up today.
Today, when he talks about managing your money, drugs, friends.
All that stuff, bro. I'm all in. I done seen it all. Them lines when he was like, keep it real.
From Fort Myers, man. Those are two classic Fort Myers. Damn, man.
Yeah, man.
You got your pass, dog. Here I am. I was about to say like some Trick Daddy Thugs R Us, but he took it to the city. I respect that.
Dog, I'm about to leave here and listen to fucking True Hurts mixtape right now. Ooh. As soon as I leave here.
As soon as you leave. First thing loaded up.
Before Drake shit.
What track you pulling up?
Chopper Like My Brother. That shit was hard, bro.
What we doing? Buying choppers. Stop playing.
36 ounces is hard, too. I might listen to that shit, too.
Dang, man.
All right.
An MP3 player, bitch.
Let's switch gears for a little bit. Yeah. Showing a little bit too much love. As some of y'all may know, I have this segment titled Duck of the Week,
which is
a very good segment, which I feel can definitely educate people on the idiot shit that a lot of people have been doing. So this week's Duck of the Week is this young man named Jussie Smollett. Do you know who that is, Pizza?
Nah, I don't know.
Good. Don't matter. He is the actor from Empire who plays the gay brother, the middle one.
Didn't you talk about him when he was a duck?
Listen.
So he a duck again? Wait, the listen. People was a duck, so he's a duck this time?
Let me break down the situation, dog. Did you hear about this?
I'm clueless. Right, Why is he the duck, buddy?
So a few weeks ago, he went on the news and reported that he got jumped by some white boys in Chicago that wore a MAGA hat and it said, get out this country, this Trump's country, whatever.
And he went on stage talking about it. Said he beat a bit ass.
Now, after some further investigation, the police have discovered that this was all fake. He actually staged this attack because he didn't want to get... Because I guess his character was getting written off of Empire. So he wanted to create some drama and he wanted to create some sympathy. So he paid these two Nigerian brothers $4,000 to jump him. And then he was going to... Then he tried to use
Nigerian
that...
Nigerian brothers with Make America Great hats.
Nah. That's the thing, bro. That's the whole thing. That's why he's ducking a fucking week, bro. Listen, he paid two Nigerian guys to jump him.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know why he ain't just pay some white guys. It would have fit the story better, but
why
whatever.
Why gotta be Nigerian? That's what I'm saying, bro.
So he faked this whole thing. He tried to use people's pain and prejudice to spice up his story. He went on stage and called himself the gay Tupac, the Fru-Pac.
He did that.
He called himself the Fru-Pac.
You need to go to jail.
Dog, listen. Cardi B said he ruined Black History Month, and I agree with her.
I agree with Cardi.
Duck of the Week for Jussie Smollett, a.k.a. Fru-Pac.
That's crazy, dog.
Few quack for the quacks.
Went, Nick, went. Went face that.
Went face that. All right, man. Now that we all grew that fuckery, we're going to go on to another topic of growth. Pizzo, take it away.
With growth, man, I feel like we came a very long way, man. If you came a long way, first of all, before we get into it, I just want you to clap it up for yourself. Clap it up for yourself because you could be doing some buddy stunts, you feel me? But I just feel like we should take the time to just actually look at the accomplishments that we did and stop looking at what we didn't do, where we want to be.
Right.
What we lacking at.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what you did, what's positive, what you appreciate in life.
And I feel like people also need to look around at their circle, right? Like, you know, because sometimes... sometimes a lot of people that you start with, you ain't gonna finish with.
And that's the honest truth about it. Like, I had a bunch of day ones that I just felt like we was gonna take over the world with, and now it's just really me and my dog Buzz. We out here just trying to make it happen, dog.
Trying to make it happen. And it's funny because I kind of went through the same thing, man. There's a lot of people that I started this journey with that ain't here, you know. And it's no hard feelings, you know what I'm saying? It's still all love. But just I feel like people grow at a different pace, and some of us grow faster than others, and some of us just kind of don't see the vision anymore, and that's okay, you know. But I feel like it's important to, you know, there is such thing as being too loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sticking with your dog too much.
Yeah.
When
you think that hurts your growth?
Yeah, bro, it does hurt your growth. You gotta cut people out, bro. Like, you gotta constantly readjust your circle, man, because I feel like, you know, anybody that's dead weight is just going to hold you back at the end. And just you, for the sake of being loyal, just trying to have somebody with you all the time, is like, at the end of the day, you're going to hurt yourself and him. You know, feel facts. Me? Because you could be dragging him along, and what's going to happen is you're going to grow resentment towards him. And then y'all relationship going to fall out. You know what I'm saying?
So what would you consider the dead weight as a friend? What would be some energy that we just really don't need to have around?
Well, for one, negative energy.
That's always complaining.
Always complaining, like
that's my pet peeve for real. Yeah, you don't understand.
I feel like people who kind of just try to, you know, see the bad in things. I feel like those type of people it's like a virus, bro. That's just contagious. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta stop communication with them. Yeah. And second of all, I feel like, you know, if people don't bring nothing to the table, you can't really have them sit at the table, bro. Like, no offense to nobody, but it's like, if they see what you got going on and they see what you're trying to build and they can't help in any kind of way, the best thing they could do out of respect for you is just get out the way.
And you got to let go of those friends that just think because you eating is their place to get whatever piece of the pie you work for.
Dog, like, Meek Mill said it on his album.
He said it best, bro.
He said, don't ever count your homie pockets thinking you deserve it.
Yeah. And then, like, and it'd be crazy because it's like you can be feeding these people, but the moment the money go away, it's like, things can go so much sour. So, like, you just got to keep away the crabs and the leeches, because people who, like, are opportunists, I had to learn that the hard way, man.
Yeah.
It was somebody, like, I was, like, really showing love to, trying to make happen. But every time I made a move for us, he was backdooring me making a move for him.
And that's
something you can't build a team off of. So, you can't have them leeches around, them opportunists.
Yeah.
That'll hinder your growth.
You know, I seen on Twitter the other day, somebody had tweeted something. I think you had liked it, and that's how it popped up on my feed. It said something like, you know, some people would sink the whole ship just because they can't be the captain.
Yeah, and I did like that because I felt that. And it's crazy because, like, you have people who just felt like their idea is the only thing that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not going to work, they're going to try to force it down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't fucking with it, you the bad guy. You the one who ain't trying to see them win.
Yeah.
When obviously you could be the one thinking about the whole team, and they just thinking about how it's going to end out for them.
For sure, man. And sometimes people don't know how to play their role. You know what I'm saying? I've encountered that a lot, man.
People don't even know what their role is.
Everybody want to be the star. Everybody want to be the top guy. But it's like, in every situation, you're not going to be the top guy. It's a situation that I've been in where I had to play the backseat.
Yeah.
And I ain't care. Like, I understand, like, I'm not made for this.
I low-key be wanting to play the back seat, bro. Like, that's my speed.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can't be the rapper. Like, you need a manager. You need a stage, right? You need a tour director. You know what I'm saying? It's so much money out here. Like, everybody can have. If everybody played their role as a team, it'll be the strongest force ever. But you got people that's trying to be the star, and then they trying to, I don't know, just take their friend out of the spotlight for no reason.
All right, man. Now, as y'all may know, I have this segment, Ratchet Pastor Lavoe, where I deliver a poem to uplift the people and motivate the youth. Usually it's a little bit X-rated. This one's a little bit more PG-13.
Because your mama be watching.
My mama do be watching. So this one is PG-13, and I feel like everyone could really relate to this, for sure.
What you got, Bugs?
Go like this. I shed tears when you died. I frantically searched around for help to help you revive. Nobody wanted to lend a hand. I begged and begged every soul.
I did.
Nobody wanted to save you from dying. My iPhone.
Damn. Keep a charger on deck,
Keep a charger on deck. That's the name of the poem. Keep a charger on deck. All right, y'all. This has been your boy, Bugsy Laveau.
Pizzo, bam, wham,
Thank y'all for tuning in. 94.9 The City. We out.
You're.